This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. Always we begin with the praise of Allah. We send our prayers upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We testify that none is worthy of worship but Allah Azza wa Jal, and that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his worshipping slave and final messenger. I remind myself anew of taqwa Allah Azza wa Jal, and I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us of those who love him, who fear him, and who have hope in his mercy subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the final khutbah that I get as an opportunity to speak to you on this minbar on a Friday before we are blessed, insha'Allah. May Allah give us the life and energy to witness the Eid of Al-Adha, the Eid of sacrifice and of nearness to Allah. And I wanted, insha'Allah, just to speak about a person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destined to be a point source for much of the good that remains in the world today. He is referred to as the father of prophets. For he is the great, great, great grandfather of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but is also the great, great grandfather of Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and many of the other prophets and messengers who trace themselves back to Abraham or Ibrahim alayhi salam. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, we will take just one lesson from his life that I hope you can take into your home as you leave with us today and practice it from this day forward. The thing that defines Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam most is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to him as being Halim, somebody who was easygoing in his ability to forgive others. Now I want you to think about that for a second. What made Ibrahim alayhi salam so important is not that he had many followers. If he lived in our time today and you said, you know, how many people follow you on Instagram or on social media? How many people see you as a celebrated figure? It would be very little. And Allah tells us in the Quran about him and other prophets, وَمَا آمَنَ مَعَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. Very few people accepted Nuh. Very few people accepted Ibrahim. Just a handful of his own family. But the story I want to tell you is the story of how Ibrahim alayhi salam dealt with those who opposed him with anger, with hatred, with wrath, with malice, with punishment, with plots of even murder, and what his response was, and why it remains until today one of the greatest lessons of the Quran. It's the reason that when you and I pray salah now, you're not going to make mention of any other prophet with our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam except Ibrahim. As a part of your prayer, any prayer you make, by the command of Allah and the tradition of the Prophet ﷺ, you must make mention and ask Allah to bless. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim, Abraham. You don't say kama sallaita ala Musa, kama sallaita ala Isa, kama sallaita ala Dawood or Sulaiman or Adam or Nuh. It's only this one man. Logically, as a Muslim, you believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so he's elevated. Our adhan, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. But where's Ibrahim? Where does he fit in? Allah says to our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِيهَ نَفْسَهُ. No one takes a path, a way of life, an understanding, a habit and a practice. No one lives life in a way that contradicts the path of Ibrahim, except they are fools and fooling themselves. They may think they're doing right, but eventually they are doing wrong and it will lead them to destruction. What is that path of Ibrahim? It's called Al-Hilm. Do you know there is no English equivalent for that word? Like, for me to translate the word Hilm, I need to write or speak a paragraph. Hilm, it means to forgive, but not just to forgive someone. It means that you have the power not to forgive. And you have the right not to forgive. And others around you would tell you, how could you forgive? Why would you forgive this person? Why would you pardon them? But because in you, you see good for them, even though they wished wrong for you, you are able to forgive. It's a very incredible trait to develop. Halimun Awwah. He was a forgiving person because it reminded him to return himself to Allah. He always put himself in other people's place. When Ibrahim was speaking about those who repose and who repelled and pushed against him, he says, O Allah, as is in the surah that is named after him, in Surah Ibrahim, فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي. O Allah, those who follow me, then count them as if they are with me. You right now, thousands of years later, you are a follower of Ibrahim. His dua is for you. So you say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim. He's my prophet. O Allah, count me with him. فَمَنِ اتَّبِعَنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي. The one who followed me, count him as with me. وَمَنْ عَصَانِي. And the one who disobeys me. You know, the natural thing to say, the one who rejects me, the one who pushes against me, the one who fights against me. You would think the natural thing would be, oh Allah, destroy them. You would think the natural thing would be, oh Allah, show them that I'm the one they should have followed. Show them they were wrong. But look at the dua of Ibrahim. وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَإِنَّكَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. The one who disobeys me, Allah, you, Allah, remain the forgiving and the merciful. Even though maybe I would not forgive, oh Allah, you are forgiving. Even the one who wanted my murder, you are forgiving, ya Allah. Even my father who disobeyed you, you are forgiving, ya Allah. And that's the example I want to give you. Ibrahim alayhi salam, his father Azar, was a wicked man. He was an idolater of the highest degree, the one who was the chief priest of the people of their land. They used to worship three particular deities. Deities that they created with their own hand in terms of sculpture. The deity of Ash-Shi'ara, they used to worship the planet, the stars. And they used to worship the concept of At-Tayra. They used to be superstitious. So they would look at the placement of the constellations and the stars and the movements of the planet. And they would contain them as being indications of what's to come in life. And his father was gifted that he would receive these whisperings from the shaitan that helped him confuse people about the trueness of his claim that he knew the future when he didn't. One day, as it's reported, that his father says to him, my son, come, I want to teach you the family business. I want to teach you how to make the idols. So they go out into the mountains to bring back the rock that they're going to make the idol from. And he says to his son Ibrahim, this is the one, pick this rock up. And there's two rocks that came from the same mountain, from the same place. Ibrahim, as a young boy, was smart. He says, Abati, my beloved father, why this one, not this one? What makes this one more worthy of being God and this one isn't? Both of them are from the same bigger rock. Why this and not this? And his father became furious. He could understand that his son was thinking in a way that was going to lead him from just simply following what is being told, what is being ordered of him. And eventually Ibrahim asks his father, as in Surah Maryam, لِمَ تَعْبُدُ مَا لَا يَسْمَعُ وَلَا يُبْصِرُ وَلَا يُغْنِ عَنْكَ شَيْئًا. My father, why do you worship what can't hear, can't see, and can't help itself for you in any way? Eventually his father says, لَإِن لَمْ تَنْتَهِ لَأَرْجُمَنَّكَ. If you don't stop with rejecting what we're on, if you don't stop questioning, if you don't stop this behavior, I'm going to put you to death. I will stone you to death. وَهْجُرْنِي مَلِيَّ. And get out of my face. I never want to see you again. Ibrahim responds, قَالَ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكَ سَأَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكَ رَبِّي. Says, my father, all I want was peace for you. And I will leave as you requested. And I will continue to ask Allah to forgive you. And I want you to pay attention to that sentence. His father eventually, his people in the city, eventually they're going to build a massive fire. And they will put Ibrahim in it to try to burn him alive for disbelieving in what they believe. And as Ibrahim is placed in it, Allah orders the fire, as is found in the Quran, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. O kindled fire, be peaceful, cool, and easy upon Ibrahim. In fact, in the books of Sirah, it says that the ropes they tied him with would burn off from the heat of the fire, while his skin and clothing had no harm. And after the fire was put out, and it ended on its own, days later, Ibrahim exits from it unharmed, and they still ask him to leave. From that day forward, he continues to make dua for Allah to forgive that same father and community for their disbelief in Allah and for their treatment of him. Halimun Awwah. That lesson from Ibrahim is the essential lesson that you and I carry with us when we perform Hajj. The purpose of you and I, may Allah return us to Hajj and allow you the honor of attending to the house of Allah in worship. The purpose of it is that you go out to that place, you shed your clothes, you shed your attitude, you shed away this life. You put pause to your education, to your family, to your work. You put pause to everything in the world to recognize that it's you and Allah that matter and not what others have done. That I'm accountable to Allah. Awwah, returning to Allah. Which then makes you want to be forgiving to others because you hope Allah will forgive you. After the break, I'm going to talk about three lessons that I want you to use from this moment forward, insha'Allah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد محمد بن عبد الله عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم. Lesson number one, don't ever, at any moment, at any time, for any reason, don't ever raise your voice or speak in return in any negative way, not even a word, but even a sound to the parents who brought you into this world or your guardians who look after you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. Your Lord has made it compulsory that you worship none but Him. And second to this, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, that you treat your parents with respect and an unending pursuit of righteousness. Meaning you can never say, I've done this, that's enough. إِحْسَانًا, it's not just husna or hasana, it's إِحْسَانًا. It's an unending pursuit of doing better and better and better with your parents as the days and the time go by. In the end of that verse, وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Don't even make the sound. Uff, I'm tired of this. Don't even make a sound of disrespect. None of you will ever have a father as evil as Ibrahim had a father. None of you will ever have a father who troubled him like Ibrahim had a parent who troubled him. And yet his dua that Allah records in the Quran, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْهِ. You say it after every salah with us in our prayers. Oh Allah, forgive me and my parents. And so that you might not be confused, it's not all my parents, meaning it could be my mother more than my father. Ibrahim, in his own tongue, he says, وَغْفِرْ لِي أَبِي إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الضَّالِّينَ. Oh Allah, in particular, my father, the most evil of those who hurt him, he was one who was misguided. Open your heart when the shaitan wants you to close it. Maintain your respect when the shaitan wants you to lose it. Keep your tongue quiet when the shaitan wants you to let it loose. Restrict and manage your anger when the shaitan is breathing hate into your heart. Second lesson, learn about the history and the life and the noble life of the prophets and messengers of Allah. The more you go deeper into the story of Ibrahim, which all of you know, all of you have read, all of you have seen cartoons about, the more you hear of it, the more you know of it, the higher you honor Allah because of what you are taught through the Quran. And third and finally, remember, it is division that separates people from each other and ultimately from Allah. That when you have hate in your heart to another person and are unwilling to forgive them, subhanAllah, there's some people they will say, Wallahi, I'll never forgive him. I'll never forget what he said. I'll never forget what she did. She can ask me 100 times and apologize 1,000 times. I'll never forgive them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. One of the most powerful verses in the Quran, and I end with it, is in Surah An-Nur. Somebody insulted the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And her father, when he heard this, he said, that person said that about my daughter, about the wife of Rasulullah? His whole life, I've been supporting him financially. That poor man who every month I give charity to, how dare he, after all the kindness I've shown him, after everything I've done for that evil person, he speaks like this of me? Wallahi, I swear by God, I'll never give him another thing again. So Allah reveals Quran. وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَ. Don't let any one of you who's been blessed with good, that they should restrict giving charity to those who have wronged them just because they wronged them. فَعَفُوا وَصْفَحُوا. Forgive. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Don't you want Allah to forgive you? And always if you put Allah first, Allah will put you first. If you raise the word of Allah, Allah will raise you. If you let go of the word of Allah, if you follow the sound of the shaitan, if you make other things and other people more important than the word of Allah in your life, if you disrespect yourself, your name, your culture, your family, your tradition, your Islam, Allah will humiliate those who have not honored the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our hearts to learn from the life of the prophets and messengers of Allah. Allow us to follow the examples of hilm and afw and ghufran and maghfirah towards others in seeking our maghfirah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma izz al-Islam wal-Muslimin. واخذ الأعداء كأعداء الدين اللهم اهدنا واهدهم يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك هذا وصلوا على الحبيب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على عبدك ورسولك ونبينا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects our staff and our students, our parents and our teachers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads our board and management and principal to that which is pleasing to Him, turns us all away from that which is sinful, that Allah protects all of our students, all of your families, until you return to us in the next term with happiness and health and strength in your heart and bodies. Wa salli Allahumma wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa aqim as-salah. Allahu Akbar. Allah. Humble yourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come to attention and quiet quickly so that we can begin our salah. Immediately after the salah, we will ask our primary students to head to their classrooms insha'Allah so that they can gather themselves and get themselves ready for our 1:45 departure. All primary students are to go back to your classes, get yourselves ready and be dismissed by your teachers. High school students, stay behind with me until I dismiss you insha'Allah. We will send you then to your form teachers and then dismissal from there. Stow. Allahumma inni wajjahtu ilayka. Sha'u fi salatikum. Humble yourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep your eyes fixed at the place of your sujood. Empty your heart of distractions. Bring your body to stillness. Focus your attention with Allah. There's many things to be thankful for. Fill your heart with shukr and thankfulness to Allah. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Tabarak asma. Samira. Bismillahir Rahman. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا وَاجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَنْ نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامَ رَبِّ إِنَّهُنَّ أَضْلَلْنَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ فَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَإِنَّكَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ رَبَّنَا إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ فَاجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِّنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ وَارْزُقْهُم مِّنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ ربنا إنك تعلم ما نخفي وما نعلن وما يخفى على الله من شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء الحمد لله الذي وهب لي على الكبر إسماعيل وإسحاق إن ربي لسميع الدعاء رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر